Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you're a veteran, welcome back. We have Randy Saxton with us today. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Gabor. Hi, everybody.
We're going to talk today about basically it's community. As you read the title, it's Randy loves to come. He has these clever titles, which I think is great because it makes you wonder, like, what is he going to say? What is this about? that's kind of what the discussion is, and I think we can all relate to this. But Randy can share some of his experiences or that he had with when having a community, basically, versus not having one. Or if you can share your maybe a story about it, or your philosophy on this, Randy.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what triggered this particular subject matter to come up with me is that I am part of a community now in a studio that I moved to a few years ago, 3 years ago, and realizing once I got here how important and worthwhile and how rewarding it is to be part of a community of artists. And this is a larger community. I mean, we just had an open studios this past weekend. And I was the chairman of the open studio. I've been the chairman for the past couple of years to put it together. So there was a lot of responsibility on that part for myself when it was in a kind of a leadership role. But it's sort of in a broader way. When I first started painting, I started painting in college, and there was that community, of course. But when I moved to San Francisco, I found that some of the friendships that had developed there that were artists, I started to learn more from those friends than I had in college. I mean, more, you know, just, I guess I had some knowledge to begin with, but those close friendships really, really meant a lot. They really steered or informed the way that I paint the ability to actually even just to get out to paint together with other people. One of the things about plein air painting is, like, you know, it's sort of like you have fishing buddies, you know, that get out and go. It's a little, you know, more social to go fishing with somebody else than just to be by yourself. I mean, yeah, a lot of people do appreciate just being, you know, to the alone time, say, but it was really helpful to have a community of like-minded artists that were getting out and painting together. And that was really fun. And I think a lot of people can probably share that same sentiment, you know, that there's groups that are local groups that get out, and there's quite a few of them here in the Bay Area that get people that get together and go out and paint, which is great. There's something special about having a community of sorts to keep you going. And, you know, it gives you juice. And I didn't realize that I didn't really have that in my life for a good amount of time until I got into this space. And there's a number of artists that I feel like are really inspired, you know, they inspire me. And it just feels, once I got here, it was the change that I needed that I didn't realize that I needed. So it's something to consider. It's like, you know, reaching out to other people you don't have to be in it by yourself. If you're a painter that you know, you want to be around other people, then that's, there's plenty of ways to do that.
Yeah, and I tell people, even though we have online, Randy teaches an online course with us, and that's a community, physical community, you know. So, and then you have your physical community. So you know, so there's sometimes a limitation, physical limitations to the person too. They cannot get to that workshop. It could be literally like physical or just there's no time for whatever reason it is. Then you do have the online community, or if the online community is not really for you, good. Then, yeah. So, yeah.
Really good point. I feel that very strongly that the group that I work with is, there's a lot of sort of crosstalk between painters, and it seems like, you know, friendships that start outside of course because of that. So,
yeah, I love physical workshops too. I taught them too. It's not, and we teach strictly online now, but I tell students, go, you know, take the physical, take the, it's great. You should, you know, it should be sort of a mixture, I think, between, between the two. I think you can be a little bit more complete painter, because in a 4-day workshop, 5-day workshop, again, time is against, you know, both the instructor and the student. And there could be issues, you know, that come up throughout the year, and they wish they could ask the instructor, hey, can you, you know, tell me, can you help me with this painting? So that's why online is good too. So I'm not against
great,
you
know, great format, really is.
Yeah. So, and Randy, you've been teaching this for three years now, going 3 years, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. And at the time of this recording, and it's interesting because it expands. It's, you know, as an instructor, a teacher, you learn too, right? It's a constant learning for you also. I mean, it's not, nobody arrives.
Yeah, they say, you know, the line, you teach and you learn twice.
Yeah.
Well, that just keeps going.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you, Randy, for your thoughts on this. It's, again, you're hearing from someone that's been doing this for how many years you've been painting and teaching? I mean,
I have taught from 1994.
Yeah, so.
I think I started teaching workshops around 94.
Going on, yeah. Many years.
Whatever that.
Yeah. It's going to be on 30.
30 years.
30 years, yeah. So 30 years, you learn a few things in 30 years. So that's why I love hearing, you know, knowledge from people that have, you know, put in the time, and then that's just what a teacher is. You just share your knowledge with others, and you help the other person grow, and hopefully they pass it on too one day to someone else. So thank you, Randy, for your insight on this topic.
You're welcome, Gabor. Thanks for being part of my community.
Yeah. If you want to be part of Randy's online community, perfect segue. We have 3 enrollments a year, one in March. They're all in the beginning of each of those months. So March, July, and November. And Randy's, depending on when you're listening to this, Randy teaches a 365-day online mentoring course. You cannot fall behind in the course. There's nothing live in the course. It's sort of designed around your schedule. When you have time, Randy's there to help you within the Facebook community. If you're too busy, Randy does have a digital download series. These are start to finish demonstrations, and you can purchase those. They're a great way of, if you're new to Randy's style or teaching, then you can see here in these videos his philosophy and painting style, how he paints. So thank you, everyone, and we will see you next time. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Gabor. Always a pleasure.